take a few years.
Could you state your name again?
Pete LoCastro. I live at 63, do I have to give my address?
It's up to you. You can give the business address.
I've been out off and on since 1990, early 97. So I was out there again before the homes, all that stuff. I've had neighbors from that development. Some of these people I have met. Some of them have come down and purchased rock from us. A lot of those homes were built out of material from that quarry. We're open. I know not so much this neighbor, these neighbors here, this development, but I know Dr. right behind Mr. Durando. I know Dr. Sheaf, Dr. Beck personally. Some of those people, the five or six that are up there across from the Beck property, yes. As far as the dust, I do want to say this. As far as the dust complaints that were brought up, you need to check. Those were all brought up after the scoping meeting happened. Previous 28 years, sorry, I never had a dust complaint. So that's all recent. And again, was unfounded. Does that answer your question?
I was just wondering if you're willing
to... But we're willing to have a meeting with everyone, yes. Yeah, we're willing for that.
Maybe right now we're discovering some things.
100% willing to have, you know, to have a place and a time. We've talked about that as the expansion projects get closer to the draft DIR. We have talked about that to do that, but we're not there yet. And again, we're talking about the extension today. But as we do that, yes, we want to involve the neighbors with the expansion.
But I think regardless of... since we aren't really discussing the expansion project in regards to the extension, there were some concerns brought up with regards to dust and noise and exhaust, things like that.
You know, we are one of the highest regulated, as you know, one of the highest regulated industries there is. Okay. We have inspectors, mine safety, health, occupational health, environmental. I have inspectors at that plant. At least every 2 weeks, somebody's there watching us. So. We don't get away with a lot.
Well, I think, though, going
back... We don't
back,
try to.
No, but the one comment made by the gentleman that would call the Air Pollution Control District, you're probably in compliance, but by the time they get out there, perhaps the problem's gone. So maybe they could call someone at the plant directly.
Sure. And I'll be happy to give him my card.
Okay.
Call me direct. I'd prefer that. I mean, that saves everybody time.
All right. Even though this was really designated rebuttal, since question was asked,
sure.
I think you've answered it. Might ask Mr. Mitchell if he has anything more in the rebuttal. I think you're
no. That's it. Just to respond to Commissioner Wolf, we actually do plan to specifically reach out to the neighbors on the larger modification project. We just weren't there yet because we were waiting for the draft DIR release so we could chat.
I don't think she's talking about that.
There's been all kinds of changes and everything's changed. So in reference to that.
Yeah, that's not our impression. We're just continuing to mine like we've done for decades.
What did you say?
We're continuing to mine like we've done for decades. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, at this time under SIR rebuttal, we can have one speaker come up to address just the comments that were made by Mr. Mitchell, and if they want to address the comments made by Mr. LoCastro, they may, but I'd like you to keep it specifically to the comments that were made in rebuttal.
Thank you. Sharon Weaver with the San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservation Trust. I will just mention that, you know, we've heard a lot of statements that there have been no changes at the mining site. Everything is just as per usual. No change, no change, no change. And you've heard from multiple neighbors that things have changed. They are sitting right across from the quarry site, watching the changes take place. We own a property that is just downstream of this site. I have observed the changes that have taken place over the last few years. So I'm a little bit confused about why we as humans who can observe changes, for example, the sudden appearance of at least 10-foot high berms on the edges of the quarry site that were not there 3 years ago. In my mind, that is a change. And I think those are the kinds of changes that the neighbors are talking about. Those changes have taken place. We have all observed them. So that's all I want to add to this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This time I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and then motion. We have a number of options with regards to motions. Commissioner Wolf.
So as just for the record, I've served on lots of volunteer boards. One of them in the past was the River Conservation Trust Board. I'm no longer part of that board, but for the record, I do feel going forward, at least with this conversation about extensions, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Oh, and also, just in case anybody was looking closely, an old letterhead was used for one of the letters, and my name is actually on it. But it's an old letterhead.
Okay. Any other comments or discussion? No. I was first, before hearing all the testimony, I hadn't made up my mind. Reading this, I was inclined to say that a one-year extension could be reasonable. After hearing the testimony, I'm inclined to say that more time would be needed. I don't think it'd be fair to say they have to close up in a month or two. It was, hearing the testimony, and I don't think anyone was disputing the fact that this process has taken a long time. We heard from Mr. Mitchell and others that the number of years that it would take just to go through the process for their new application, and I know we're not deciding on that, but that in part was the reason that we're here today, because the EIR or that process hasn't been completed. Earlier, I had asked if that had been completed, would we be having this meeting? We wouldn't be having this meeting. It would be a different meeting. So that would be one of the reasons I would be inclined to support more time. I know it's difficult. I was looking through. We had all the old CUPs or unconditional classified use permits, and I was even on the commission back in 2004, I believe, when there was a modification to one of the CUPs. But sometimes it says, and this would be a concern of mine, that the language back on earlier CUPs that say, for example, January 1st, 1985, it was a settlement agreement, and it would say, in no event shall the life of this operation exceed 20 years. Obviously, that hasn't happened. It has exceeded more than 20 years, but they've gone through a process that allows that. So I can understand the concern of the neighbors that they move into an area and they're told that this is going to expire in a few years. Just put up with that, and then you'll be done. So I guess to move this along, I'm going to make a motion. Let me go back to that.
Chairman, just a reminder on the whichever motion you're making to add the indemnity provision.
To what?
To add the indemnity
provision. Right, and I'm going to read the entire motion instead of just saying it's this one that staff recommends or alternative or whatever. So I'm just wondering if I need to say anything else. With regards... Keep going. Okay. Well, and we will have discussion too after the motion. So I think, staff recommended that we approve a one-year extension. I think that part of that, from the testimony we heard, was that would give time to get to the next step. I don't think really that will give time to get to the next step. So I'd like to make the motion, then we'll have more discussion. So I'm going to move the alternative motion is the four-year extension that we determine in accordance with Section 15162 of CEQA that the project is not subject to preparation of a supplemental EIR and the previously prepared EIR may be used for the consideration of this proposal. Move to determine that the required findings can be made within the staff report and approve unclassified conditional use permit number 3755 subject to the conditions of approval and project notes listed in Exhibit 1. And that would also include the additional condition as mentioned by staff and acknowledged by the applicant with regards to the staff, did you want to word it for me? Or just with regards to the, it's attached in, okay. It is attached in 1A. Okay, thank you. With regards to indemnifying the county for all legal costs associated with the approval of this unclassified conditional use permit and provide security in an amount determined by the county for any such legal costs incurred. The rest of the recommendation is, I don't believe I have to read all of it. Okay, everyone's aware of that. So that was the additional condition of approval with a maximum extended operating period of 4 additional years to cease on July 28, 2027, and direct secretary to prepare a resolution documenting the commission's action. That's my motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, so the chair made the motion. Commissioner Arabian made the second. We're going to have discussion now, and I'd like to say that while my motion is to extend it additional 4 years, a lot can happen during those 4 years. Hopefully, they do get whatever paperwork's needed, have the notification with the public, have all the discussions necessary so they don't come back and say we need more time. So any other comments, Commissioner?
Can we put that there'll be no extension more than 4 years and then it needs to be wind down, which is, has been a long time?
I mean, I don't know that we can say there's no additional extensions. My point in referring to an old CUP that said, in no event shall the life of the operation exceed 20 years, they were definite there, but then that has changed with additional CUPs or extensions. So we might be able to say that, but I think it depends if you have the same. I mean, my inclination would be this is the four-year extension, and that might be it. But I can't say, I don't think we can hold future commissions to say that. Is that correct, Council?
Correct. You can't bind any future commissioners, and you can't stop them from asking for something.
If we can't do that, then my vote is no for that.
Okay. Well, apparently we can't do that. So, okay. Any other comments, discussion? Commissioner Wolf?
I have some comments, and that was because I also followed the timeline of Mr. Mitchell, and he was, you know, I think he had some valid points about how long this process might take, and I got out of it that it might take, realistically, it might take 15 months. I personally prefer the two-year concept that they were waffling between at one point, our staff as well as maybe even CMEX, based on their timeline. And I'm thinking that maybe we add a clause that says something like 2 years or until the completion of the EIR report, whichever should come first. Because if the EIR report, if there's not an earlier deadline, it might just float out there longer. I mean, I feel like we're giving groups a deadline if we set a shorter period. I don't want to have to see this whole group come in every year worried. I mean, we're not pushing you to do that. I don't want to see this EIR report get finished within 6 months and we not act on it, because I think this whole group deserves to know what's going forward. And so I'm just wondering if there's some type of a clause where we can say, even if you said 4 years, but I would rather go with two, whichever comes first, maybe the completion of the EIR report should be added in as a possibility. It can't be unended, but...
Logistically, that would not work for staff, because completion of the EIR is a whole process of the draft review coming to the Planning Commission again and then going to the board again when it's ultimately adopted.
Right.
So that's...
So in other words...
a flexible definition, logistically just wouldn't work.
Okay. In other words, if we did the 1 year extension, we're going to be back at another 1 year extension very likely in another year, and the whole group is going to have to come back in. We're all going to be here. 45 people are going to be back in this room. It's going to be the same thing a year after that. And so it just seems kind of a, I mean, the 4 year ask is, I think it's personally too long. That's just me.
Any other comments?
I'm of the opinion that 4 years is probably going to be necessary. If it could get done sooner, that's great. I also, you know, there's the point that Commissioner Wolf makes about dragging people in every year, but it's also hard on our staff. It requires resources, and I don't know that's the best use of taxpayer dollars to be doing that over and over again. So there's that point to be made. So I'm comfortable with the 4 year extension. I will just, for the record, I do have concerns and questions for the bigger picture one, and that doesn't mean that I'm in support or not support of that. That just means I'm in support of extension.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other comments? Okay. All right. I'll ask for a roll call, and this is for the 4 year extension, the alternative motion.
Chairman Abrahamian.
Yes.
Commissioner Arabian?
Yes.
Commissioner Carver's not here. Commissioner Chatha?
No.
Commissioner Ewell?
Yes.
Commissioner Wolf?
No.
Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Okay, this item passes 5-2. Is final unless appealed to the Board of Supervisors. So. Thank you, everyone, for your patience and for the way everything went, your conduct. Appreciate it.
For the town, but we have the responsibility for the citizens too. Okay. They are suffering.
Okay.
9 years?
Okay.
9 years?
Instead of 20?
Okay. We can go to item four. Staff, if.
I so move that we adjourn the meeting. Well, what do you want to do? You want to say something?
Dave, did you have something to add for item four? Okay.
Can I make a motion?
I did already.
Just like, there's nothing under item four. So, Commissioner Chatha.
You second it.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.